没声音。
Good morning.
早上好。
Our hearts in prayer.
让我们再一次来祷告。
Almighty, sovereign, all-loving Heavenly Father.
我们全能、至高、掌权的慈爱的天父上帝。
We come to you again this morning.
我们今天早上再一次来到你面前。
Once again, I ask that you open our hearts together.
再一次，我求你一起敞开我们的心。
May we see how infinitely good, loving, holy, and merciful God that you are.
愿我们可以看到你是多么无限的良善、慈爱、圣洁、仁慈的一位神。
Open our eyes to see a small glimpse of your glory.
打开我们的眼睛，一瞥你的荣耀。
May we see the great mercy you show us through the cross of your Son.
愿我们看到你是如何通过你儿子十字架向我们显明你的怜悯。
May we go through this life in good time or in bad times to know because of what your Son has done at the cross, there is nothing that you will not do for us.
当我们度过这一生的时候，无论我们在人生的高处还是低处，主啊，求你愿我们知道没有什么是你不会给我们的，因为你已经让你的儿子在十字架上为我们做了一切。
Even every day, Lord God, help us to see how great this salvation is.
也让我们看到你这救赎是多么的伟大。
Speak now to us through what Jesus has done, we pray.
现在就对我们说话，主啊，我们的祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. We are in the third topic of this series I'm doing on the biblical doctrine.
我们在讲一系列关于圣经教义的讲道，大家还记得吗？今天我们聊的第三次。
My topic today is on the doctrine of salvation.
那我今天的讲道的主题是关于救恩的教义。
If you remember last time, we talked about the definition of a doctrine.
如果你还记得，我们上一次谈论了圣经这个教义的定义是什么？
What is the biblical doctrine?
什么是圣经的一个教义？
A biblical doctrine is the total sum of what the Bible teaches us about a certain issue.
简单来说，圣经的教义它是圣经教导一些问题的一个总和。
I have decided to devote a few sermons talking about the first order doctrines in Christian faith.
所以我决定用几次的讲道来谈论基督教信仰里面一些最根本的或者说首要的教义是什么。
The first order doctrines are those doctrines in which every Christian, every genuine Christian must believe and must accept.
这些最根本的或者首要的教义是我们每一个真正的基督徒，这个真实的基督徒必须相信和领受的。
In contrast, there are second and third order doctrines.
那与这些相比呢，还有一些是次要的或者说更次要的教义。
With the second and third order doctrines, true Christians and true Bible-believing churches may differ in their application or in their practices.
那关于这些次要的教义，基督徒之间或者教会之间可能在应用中会有一些不同。
One thing I want you to be clear.
有一件事情必须说清楚。
All that I'm telling you is what I have learned from the Bible and from the writing of godly people over the thousands of years.
我今天讲到所去讲的都是我从圣经里面以及几千年来那些爱主的人他们的文字中学到的。
There is no new invention or new things when it comes to the biblical doctrine.
在圣经的教义里面没有所谓的新的发明或者说新的东西。
Therefore, we must be careful when people say to you, we have a new truth that others have not known or a truth that others have got it wrong.
如果有人说这样的话你要小心了，他说我发现了一个新的事实，其他人都不知道或者其他人把它给弄错了。
If anyone comes out with anything new in Christian doctrine, you must be very careful.
如果任何人说他想出了一个关于基督教教育的一个新的东西，那你一定要小心。
In fact, that is the way with any wrong or cultist teaching today.
事实上，今天所有的这个错误的或者异端的教导都是这样子的。
The cult will say that they have something new that others have been wrong or only they got it right.
异端会说他们有新的东西，其他人错了，或者只有他们正确。
Now today to begin with, I want to ask you this question.
那首先我想问大家一个问题。
How can a person go to heaven?
一个人怎么样可以去天堂呢？
Put it in other words, the question is, how can a person be safe from God's judgment?
换句话说，一个人怎么样可以从神的审判中得救？
If you go out today and ask among your friends, or your neighbors, or your colleagues at work, or your friends in university,
如果你出去去问你的朋友，你的邻居，或者你工作的同事，还是大学的朋友，
And you ask this question, how can you go to heaven?
你问这个问题，你怎么样可以去天堂？
You probably are going to get answers like this.
你可能会得到这样的答案。
Some may say, I don't know.
有些人会说我不知道。
Some may say, I don't believe there is heaven.
还有一些人会说我根本就不相信有天堂。
But I can almost guarantee you that the majority, most of the people will say something like this.
那我可以保证几乎所有的人他们会这样子说。
They will say that you go to heaven by being good or by doing good.
那你去天堂，那你就要行善，那你要做一个好人。
This, I believe, is the most common thinking of people.
我相信这是大家最常见的一个想法。
Now, in this world, if you consider all the religions and faith system,
在这个世界上，如果你去囊括考虑所有的宗教和信仰，
they are essentially can be divided into just two kinds.
他们基本上会落入两个类别。
The first kind is the religion of effort, that is man's effort.
第一类称之为行为宗教，那这个行为是人的行为。
It is a man-centered religion in this sense.
在这个意义上是说，这是一个以人为中心的宗教。
How a person can go to heaven is determined by what that person does.
一个人如何去天堂，它取决于那人做了什么。
Your deed is what will bring you or fail to bring you to heaven.
你做了什么会带你或者不能带你去到天堂。
And into this group, you can put just pretty much all the religion, all except one.
在这个类别中，你几乎可以把所有的宗教然后放入其中，除了一个。
You can put Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, and so on.
比如说有伊斯兰教、印度教或者佛教这样子的
Essentially, in this group of religion, man's way to enter heaven will be determined by the balance between the good deeds and the bad deeds.
基本上在这个类别中，你会发现人进入天堂的方式取决于善行和恶行的这个平衡。
In the religions of man's effort, on the judgment day, when you die, God will determine whether your good deeds are more or your bad deeds are more.
靠行为来得救的这样一个信仰宗教里面，在审判日的时候，当你死了的时候，神会决定你的善行和恶行是否多还是少。
This religion will not bring peace to you.
但是你发现没，这样的宗教信仰它不会给你带来真正的平安。
Because a person can never have assurance that his good deed will be enough to bring him to God.
因为一个人永远无法保证他的善行是否足以把他带到神面前来。
The second kind is the religion of grace.
第二类的信仰宗教，那是恩典宗教。
In this, man's way to heaven does not depend on man's effort.
人去天堂的路，它不依赖于人的努力。
Why? Because man cannot be good enough.
为什么？因为我们不可能足够的好去到那里。
Man's way to heaven is based on the grace of God.
它是基于神的恩典。
It is based on what God has done for man.
它是神主动为人所做的事情。
It is a gift of God.
这是一个神的礼物。
And into this group, you can only place one religion, that is Christianity.
如果你按照这样的思路去找这样子的信仰和宗教，那只有基督教。
I want to tell you what the Bible teaches is very unique. It is very, very different from all the others.
我想告诉你的是，圣经里面所教导的内容真的是非常非常独特的，它跟其他的地方都非常不一样。
No other teachings like what the Bible teaches.
你会发现没有其他的地方的教导像圣经一样教导我们。
So today, in discussing the doctrine of salvation, in discussing the way man can come to God, I want to focus on five things.
所以今天呢，我们讲到救恩论的时候，讲到人如何来到神面前的时候，我们今天来分享五件事情。
First is that God is the author of salvation.
第一点，神他自己是救赎主。
Number two, man is not able to save themselves.
第二，人是无法自救的。
And then number three, God has His way of saving us.
第三点，神救赎的方式是什么呢？
Number four, there is something that we need to understand as a Christian, the difference between salvation and sanctification.
第四点，人得救之后，这个救赎和成圣是怎么回事？
Number five is the perseverance of the true believers.
最后一点，信徒的忍耐和等候。
God is the author of salvation.
神他是救赎的作者。
In the Bible, beginning from the book of Genesis, God revealed himself to be God who saves.
你会发现在圣经创世纪的开始，神就启示他自己，他是拯救的神。
There are many verses in the Bible telling us that God saves his people.
圣经还有其他的经文也讲到神拯救 他的子民。
In the book of Genesis, when Adam and Eve fell into sin, when they rebelled against God, God promised a savior for mankind.
在创世纪，我们知道的故事，当亚当和夏娃堕落犯罪之后，陷入了对神的悖逆，但神对人类应许了救世主。
In Genesis 3:15, God said this to Satan after Adam and Eve fell. He said, "I will put enmity between you," referring to Satan, "and the woman." And between your offspring and her offspring, he, the offspring of the woman, shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.
在创世纪的这个三章十五节，我们知道神说：“我要叫你，也就是他，对这个撒旦说：我又要叫你，指的撒旦与女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇，女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤他的脚跟。”
The seed from Eve is a reference to the coming Savior will bruise the head of Satan.
来自夏娃的后代，也就是即将来到的救世主，要伤害撒旦的头。
The Savior will cause a permanent damage to the head of Satan.
救主会对撒旦的头有永久性的打击。
This is a reference to a Savior who will rescue men from their sin, from the hand of Satan.
这里指的是一位将人从撒旦手中救出来的救世主。
And then in Ephesians 1:4,
在以弗所书的一章第四节有讲到
，It says, "Even as God chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before Him."
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
So this verse, when does God choose us?
所以这节经文在说神什么时候拣选了我们？
The answer is before the foundation of the world, before he created everything.
答案是说在世界建立之前，在他创造之前。
Before the foundation of the world, God had a plan of salvation.
在他创造这个世界之前，神就有一个救赎的计划。
God being God, he knew that the first man and woman he created would fall into sin.
神就是神，他知道他创造的第一个男人和女人会陷入到罪恶。
In another word, the coming of Christ, his death on the cross and his resurrection was not an accidental plan or an afterthought of a plan B.
换句话说，我们要知道基督的到来，他死在十字架以及他复活，这不是一个偶然的计划，也不是一个事后的补救，它不是一个备用计划。
It was not the plan of God after Adam and Eve fell into sin.
这不是在亚当和夏娃犯罪之后一个意外的一个计划。
But it has always been the plan of God from eternity past.
这个计划在神那里，在永恒的过去里面。
The doctrine of salvation is one of the greatest doctrines in the Bible.
关于救恩的教育是圣经里面最伟大的一个教义之一。
The God who is so holy and so pure, God in His infinite mercy wants to rescue man from sin.
神他是如此的圣洁无瑕，他在他无限的恩典里面，他是非常想要去拯救人脱离那个罪恶里面。
God does not have to rescue man.
他其实是没有必要去拯救我们。
God could just leave us all to go our way.
他可以任意让我们一路走下去。
He could leave us all reap the result of our sins.
让我们自己去尝到犯罪的恶果。
Because God does not owe us anything to save us.
因为我们要记得神他不欠我们的东西，对吗？
God would be completely just and holy if he were to leave us to ourselves.
其实如果神不管我们，他置于我们不顾，这也不会影响他完全的公义和圣洁。
He would be completely righteous to just leave us to our way.
他也是完全公义的，即使让我们走自己堕落的道路。
So it is truly amazing mercy and grace of God toward us.
所以这真的是非常奇妙的一个恩典和怜悯在里面。
God's infinite plan of salvation.
他启动了这个救恩的计划。
He initiated the plans by being the one who pays the price for our salvation.
他是通过自己来付上这个救赎的代价来救赎我们。
Our salvation cost God an infinite price.
我们的得救是神付上了那个无限的代价。
The second thing is that man is not able to save themselves.
第二件事情我们要记住的是人他是无法自救的。
Why cannot man save themselves?
为什么？
The Bible tells us the truth about man's heart.
圣经就告诉了我们这个真相。
Let's read together Romans 3:23.
让我们一起来读罗马书三章二十三节。亏缺了神的荣耀。
This verse tells us clearly that all men, with no exception, all of us here, and everywhere else on this planet Earth, all of us are sinners.
这些经文清楚地告诉我们，所有人无一例外，我们所有的人在座的房间，这个房间坐着的、站着的所有人，以及地球上任何的地方，我们都是罪人。
We were all born with sin in us.
我们都生来就有罪性。
And that sin in us produces desire to rebel against God.
那这个罪性让我们想去反抗神。
And let's read Romans 3:10-11.
让我们再来读罗马书三章十节到十一节。没有一人，连一个也没有，没有明白的，没有寻求神的。
God tell us not a single person, not a single person seek God.
圣经神告诉我们说，没有一人，连一个都没有，没有一个去寻求神的。
In our sin, we do not want to seek God.
在我们的本性里面，我们罪性里面，我们不希望寻求神。
We love ourselves, we do not love God.
我们更爱自己，我们不爱神。
And let's read Colossians chapter 2 verse 13 together.
我们来再来读哥罗西书二章十三节。神赦免了你们一切过犯，叫你们与基督一同活过来。
What does this verse say? This verse says that man is dead in sin.
这经文说了什么？这经文说人在罪中死了。
The Bible tells us man has sinned and no one seek God. Here, God tells us the underlying reason.
圣经告诉我们说，所有人都犯了罪，没有寻求神的。那这节经文告诉我们背后的原因。
The reason is because of sin, man is dead in his sin.
他告诉我们说，那是因为我们在罪里面死了。
Man is not having flu. Man is not having a cancer in his heart. Man is not severely ill.
这不是在简简单说人在感冒，或者说人得了癌症，或者说病情非常的严重。
The condition of man's heart is far worse than all those.
人心里面的状况比这一切都要糟糕。
Man is in fact dead in sin.
人其实在罪里面死了。
Nothing is worse than being dead.
我们知道没有什么比死更糟糕了。
And theologically, there is a term used to describe it. It's called man's total depravity.
在神学里面有一个术语来描述它，它叫说人的全然败坏。
Being dead in sin, man cannot do anything.
我们既然在罪中里面死了，他所以我们不能做任何的事情。
So what can you do to go to heaven? Nothing, nothing that you can do.
所以你说可以靠什么去天堂呢？没有，你做不了什么。
In our natural condition, each of us is running away from God.
在我们的本性里面，我们每一个人都是想远离神的。
We are born rebelling God. We are born not wanting God.
我们天生就想与神为敌，我们天生就不要神。
We are born not loving God.
不去爱他。
In our own natural state, none of us love God.
在我们的本性里面，没有一个人是真正去爱神的。
Instead, we want to be our own master. We want to be our own boss.
相反，其实我们每个人都想成为我们自己的主人，我们要成为自己的一个主宰。
Now, it is true that we all want things from God. We all want the blessing from God. But we do not want God himself.
没错，你可能会说我们也有求于神，但是你发现我们是想从他那里得到好处和祝福，我们不要神他自己。
That is the condition of man before God changes man.
这就是在神改变我们之前的真实的状况。
So for example,
所以举个例子来说，
if a non-Christian come into this church or into your small group, and he seems to have a desire for the things about God,
如果有一个非基督徒他来到这个教会或者一个你们的小的团契，他似乎对神或者这份信仰有兴趣。
There are only two possibilities of what has happened in this person.
可能有两种可能。
First possibility is this.
第一个，
He is only seeking peace or luck or happiness.
他只是在寻找这个平安、好运和这个幸福。
In another word, he is only seeking what God can provide.
也就是说，他在寻找神给他能提供的东西。
He is not seeking God.
他不是在寻求那真正的神。
He is seeking what he can gain from God, things like peace, happy life, material blessing, and so on.
他只是在寻求神那里得到保佑，比如说平安啊，幸福的生活，物质更加充裕。
The second possibility is this.
第二个可能性。
God in his sovereignty has opened the heart of this man to the gospel, to Christ.
神凭他自己的主权，他打开了这个人的心，归向基督。
These are the only two explanations.
这是唯一两个可能的解释。
In man's own nature, he will not, he cannot seek God, and he does not want to seek God.
因为在人的本性里面，他是不会去寻求神的，他也不会主动去寻求基督。
Why? Because this man is dead in sin. He is dead spiritually.
再一次，为什么？因为他在罪里面死了，他的灵性死了。
So if I ask you, what can you do to go to heaven?
所以我再来问你说，你能做什么去到天堂呢？
The real answer, the answer that God revealed to us would be nothing.
神启示我们的这个答案是说，没有，不能做什么。
Nothing on your own, nothing in yourself.
凭借自己，我们绝无可能。
We are already dead.
我们都已经在罪里面死了。
What can a dead man do?
你觉得一个死人他能做什么呢？
Can a dead man desire God?
一个死了的人他能渴望什么？
Can a dead man believe?
一个死人他能相信吗？
Why cannot man work for his own salvation?
为什么人不能为自己的救恩努力呢？
Another answer is that because God in his infinite holy, God is so holy and so pure and so righteous.
另一个理由是这样子的，我们从神的那个角度来看，因为他是无限的圣洁，他如此的圣洁、完全、公义。
And no one of us can imagine how holy God is.
我们无法想象神是多么的圣洁。
Not a single person has an accurate knowledge of the holiness of God.
老实说，我相信没有一个人对神的圣洁有完全准确的认识。
Our knowledge of God's holiness is very, very inadequate.
这种认识是非常不足的。
God is infinitely high above us.
他无限的高于我们之上。
So because of this, if a sinner is to come to God on his own, he or she must be perfectly holy and pure.
所以我们想，如果一个罪人，如果他觉得能来到神面前，那他必须是完全圣洁的。
And that is utterly impossible.
那我们知道这是不可能的。
How can we fulfill what God demands from us?
我们怎么能满足神对我们那个要求呢？
Take for example, you see in the Old Testament, God says in many times, you must be holy because I am holy.
举个例子来说，你可能多次在旧约里面看到说，神说你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
It is impossible things to fulfill that kind of requirement.
我们知道要实现这种要求是多么的困难。
How can man be holy like God?
人怎么能像神一样圣洁？
Now you may ask, why then does God give us that kind of commands?
那你可能会问，神为什么要给我们这么高的一个要求和命令呢？
Galatians 3:24, you can read that, provides the answer for us.
在加拉太书3:24，他提供了一个答案。
It says that the law from God is a schoolmaster who brings us to Christ.
他说，神的律法是训蒙的师傅，将我们带到基督面前来。
The laws and commands are to point us to our need for a savior.
他这个命令和这个教导是给我们指明我们 对主的需要。
So thirdly is God's way of salvation.
那神是怎么实行他的拯救的呢？
Now knowing that salvation must be from God and knowing that man is unable to save themselves, the next question is, how does God save man?
我们既然知道了我们的救恩 是来自神的，不是来自人的。那神是怎么救我？
First, I want to emphasize again the holiness of God.
我想再说一遍，是说强调一遍神的圣洁。
God is infinitely holy.
无限的圣洁。
He dwells in unapproachable light.
他圣经里面说，他住在人不能靠近的光里。
Because God is infinitely holy, and because sin is infinitely bad, God must judge sin.
因为神是全然的公义圣洁，而罪又是全然的败坏，所以神必须审判罪。
Sin must be punished because God is a God of justice.
罪必须得到惩罚，因为神是公义的神。
Now think about it for a moment with me.
那想一想。
Even for a sinful man like us, when someone wrongs you, you are angry. You want that person to be punished.
即使像我们这样的罪人，当有人误解你的时候，做了不好的事情的时候，你都会生气，因为你想报复那个人。
Why? If a sinful person like us has a sense of justice, moreover, the absolutely holy God, he has a great sense of justice.
那我们类比一下，即使像我们这样不完全的人，我们都懂得，我们要讲公平，讲正义，那何况全然圣洁的神呢？
In God's justice, God must punish sins.
因为在神的公义里面，他决定了他必须要惩罚罪恶。
Because sin must be punished, and each one of us here, everyone deserves to be punished.
因为罪必须得到惩罚，所以我们在座的每一个人，我们大家，我们都会得到惩罚。
Because all of us, with no exception, are sinners.
因为我们所有的人无一例外都是罪人。
God, in His great love, in His great mercy for us, God sent His Son to be born as a man.
神在他的大爱里面，在他的极大的怜悯里面，他派他的儿子降世为人。
This is a big mystery of incarnation.
这又是另一个道成肉身的一个奥秘。
God became a man.
神的儿子成为了一个人。
God Christ came with the sole purpose of paying the debt of sin, the debt of our sin.
基督来到这个世界，他唯一的目的就是付上我们罪的工价。
Jesus said, "The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give His life as a ransom for many." Matthew 20:28.
耶稣在马太福音20:28，你们可以看到说，人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
This is the wonder of the cross.
你有没有想过，这是真的多么的不可思议？
At the cross, when Jesus died, God's justice and God's mercy meet together.
在耶稣基督死在十字架的那一刻的时候，你看到神的恩典和他的怜悯遇到了一块。
God in His justice demand punishment of every sin.
一方面，我们看到出于神的公义，他要处罚每一个罪。
The same God who loved us also desired to deliver us from His own judgment.
另一方面，我们又看到同一位神出于他的爱，把我们从审判里面拯救出来。
The night before Jesus was crucified,
在主耶稣基督被钉十字架的那夜
，When Jesus was in the Gethsemane Garden of Gethsemane praying,
当耶稣在客西马尼园祷告的那一段
，He was trembling. He prayed in such a great distress.
他在颤抖，他在痛苦中祷告。
Under such a great distress, the pores in his skin dilate, and the small blood vessel bursts.
圣经里面有描述说，在这种极其难过的这种情况下，甚至他的皮肤血管开始扩张，他的小这种毛细血管也会爆裂。
The Bible tells us that Jesus was sweating drops of blood.
圣经说，耶稣汗如血滴。
He prayed.In Matthew 26:39, he said that, and going a little further, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, "My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will."
在马太福音26:39，我们知道耶稣他祷告说，他记录着，他就稍往前去，伏伏在地，祷告说：“我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我。”然后不要叫我的意思，只要照你的意思。
Jesus was asking the Father to let this cup pass from him.
耶稣要求父他的天父让这一杯离开他。
What cup was Jesus talking about?
你们觉得这一杯指的是什么呢?
Is this cup the 12 hours of physical torture by the Roman soldiers? Is it?
这个杯指的是罗马士兵对耶稣他12个小时的这个肉体的折磨和鞭打吗?
Is this cup the knowledge that he was going to die on the cross?
这个杯它指的是要在十字架上被钉子钉上、那个十字架吗?
Let me tell you this.
让我告诉你
Throughout the history of the church, there have been many Christians who have been burned to death and nailed to the cross because of their faith in Christ.
在这整个的教会的历史里面，其实有许许多多的基督徒，他们殉道，他们因着信仰被烧死，被钉在十字架上。
And these Christians went forward singing and not afraid to die.
但是他们这些基督徒，我们这些基督徒，他们反倒是一直勇敢地去面对，甚至唱着诗歌，他们并不怕死。
So do you think that Christ, knowing that he was going to be tortured, he became afraid and asked the Father to let the cup pass from him?
所以我们回过来想一想，你觉得是耶稣基督，他当他知道他要受到折磨，他变得非常的害怕，然后求他的天父让这杯离开他吗？
No, brothers and sisters.
不是这样子的，弟兄姐妹们。
The cup that Jesus Christ trembled upon was not the physical suffering.
耶稣所颤抖的这个杯，它不是指肉体的痛苦。
Christ trembled because he was going to bear the whole wrath of God on him.
基督所颤抖的是因为他要承受神那全部的愤怒。
God was going to pour his wrath on this on man's sin on him.God is going to pour all his wrath of his judgment on Christ, his son.
我们知道那个意义吗？因为神他对人类罪恶的全部的愤怒都要倾倒在他儿子基督身上。
Jesus said, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
耶稣在十字架上他说，我的神啊，我的神，为什么离弃我？
Jesus cried on the cross.
耶稣在十字架上哭了。
God the Father at that moment abandoned his son.
神在那一刻他完全的远离离弃了他的儿子。
God in his perfect holiness turned his face away from his son who now bore the sin of you and sin of mine.
我们想象一下，神在他全然的圣洁里面，他侧脸转向了他的儿子，他不看他的儿子。
Jesus bore the wrath of God.
耶稣他代替我们承受了神的愤怒。
Who did he do it for?
他是为谁做的呢?
For you and for me.
弟兄姐妹们，是为你，也是为我。
The death of Christ is a substitutionary death.
基督，他承担了神的愤怒。
Jesus did not die for his own sin because he was sinless.
我们知道，耶稣基督，他不是为自己的罪死的。
The death of Christ was the final, once for all payment.For your sin and for my sin.
让我们再来想一下，基督的死，他是最终的，他是一人代替了全部的赎价，是为了你的罪，也是我的罪。
For your sins and for my sins, so that we don't have to bear our own sin anymore.
是为了你的罪，也是为了我的罪，所以我们才不必自己去承担这个惩罚。
Let's read Hebrews 9:12 together.
让我们一起来读希伯来书第九章十二节。乃用自己的血只一次进入圣所，成了永远赎罪的事。
A question that I am sometimes asked by non-Christian is this.
有时候非基督徒会问这样一个问题。
Why cannot God just forgive us without Christ paying for our sin?
如果没有基督为我们的罪付上代价，难道神就不能原谅我们吗？
Let me answer you by giving you an illustration.
我想通过一个例子，或者让大家想象一下。
Imagine with me for a moment.
一起来想象一下这么一个故事。
Let's say that my earthly father is the most powerful judge in the land.
让我想，假设一下，我的父亲是这片土地里面他最有权势的一个法官。
One day I committed a big crime.
有一天，我犯下了一个重大的罪行。
The police caught me and took me to the prison.
警察把我抓下了，然后放到监狱里面去。
And the next day, I was taken to the court.
第二天，我带到法庭去审判。
The police brought me to stand before a judge.
让我站在法官面前。
And guess who was the judge that day?
你们猜一下，那一天那个法官是谁？
It was my own father.
他是我自己的亲生父亲。
The father who loves me.
爱我的那个父亲。
So I stood before the judge who is my father.
所以我站在我父亲面前来审判我的罪。
I was found guilty for the crime.
如果我是，我确实是这个按犯罪的角度来，我是有罪的。
My question to you is this: Can the judge just let me go?
那如果我问你，在这种情况下，你觉得法官可以让我离开吗？
Yes, he can. He has the power to just say, "Son, you go free."
当然，因为他是法官，他有权势，他有力量，所以他可以说，儿子，你平安的走吧。
Now, if the judge let me go without punishment, what would you say of that judge?
如果那个法官他没有让我受到审判，他就让我走了，你会怎么说这个法官？
You are right. The judge would not be a good judge or a just judge.
很显而易见，对不对？你会说这样的判决一点都不公平，这不是一个公正的法官。
The judge let his son go. True, he has the power to do so, but that would make him to be a bad judge.
那个法官虽然他有权势可以让这个儿子离开，但是他会让他变一个一点都不公义、非常糟糕的一个法官。
Now listen to me. This is the essence of the gospel.
那现在听我说，这个福音的要义就在这里面。
This judge did not let me go free.
这个法官他没有让我轻松的走开。
Instead, he took off his judge robe.
反而他自己脱下了他这个法官的袍子。
And he came down and he stood beside me.
他走下来，走到下面去，他站在我旁边。
And he looked at me and said, "Son, I love you. You go. I am going to take the punishment for you. I will go to the prison for you."
然后他对这个孩子说，也是对我说，孩子，你可以走，我会为你承受这个惩罚，我去到监狱里面去。
This is what happened at the cross.
这就是在十字架发生的事情。
God's justice and God's mercy meet together.
神的公义和神的怜悯，他们走在了一起，看到没？
Let me ask you, brothers and sisters and friends.
让我今天来问你，弟兄姐妹们，朋友们。
Where are you today?
你今天你在哪里？
Have you believed in Christ?
你已经相信耶稣基督了吗？
Have you bowed your heart and asked Christ to save you?
你有没有谦卑自己的心来请求，来祈求耶稣基督来拯救你？
If not, one day you yourself will have to bear God's judgment for your sin.
如果没有的话，你知道吗？有一天你自己要因为自己的罪承受神的愤怒。
So it is either Christ bear for your sin, or you must bear your own sin.
所以要么是基督为你的罪背负那个公价，要么你自己去承受那个罪的惩罚。
In John 6:44, Jesus said, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him."
在约翰福音六章四十四节说，耶稣说，若不是差我的父吸引人，就没有到我这里来的。
Not a single person can come to God on his own.
没有一个人可以靠自己归向神。
Why?
为什么？
Because they don't want to do that.
因为他们自己不会想这样做。
Because no one seek God.
因为没有人寻求神。
Because all are dead in sin.
在最终死了。
So my next question is I want to ask is that how does God draw people to himself?
所以我下一个问题是说，那神如何吸引人来归向他自己？
The answer is this. God draws people, God draws sinners through the hearing of the gospel.
答案是这样子的，神吸引人是借着福音来吸引罪人。
God makes alive a dead soul when a sinner hears the gospel.
当罪人听到福音的时候，神使他们的灵魂苏醒。
That is the way God does it.
这就是神做工的方式。
2 Thessalonians 2:14 says, He called you through our gospel.
帖撒罗尼迦后书二章第十节说，他借我们所传的福音招你们到这个地步。
Romans 10:17 it says that so faith comes from hearing and hearing to the word of Christ.
罗马书也有讲到说可见信道是从听道来的听道是从基督的话来的。
These verses say the faith to believe comes through the hearing of the word of Christ.
这经文说信心是来自听道神的话语。
So a person hears the gospel and then God gives the person faith to believe. In other words, God makes that person dead soul alive and then that person must exercise his faith to believe.
所以有这么一个顺序是说当一个人听到福音然后神会给他们信心去 接受这份信仰也就是换句话说神让人的心人的灵苏醒了。那最后是那个人我们自己要必须去操练我们自己的信心。
The person who hears the gospel must do the believing.
所以听到福音的人必须做一件事情就是去相信。
The man must exercise their faith to believe and you must do the believing.
你通过操练你的信心去相信。
When you hear the gospel, when God opens your heart, when God gives you faith, you then must act on it, you must believe.
当你问问你的心当你听到福音的时候当神打开你的心的时候神也给了你信心那那个时候你要做一个决定就是去相信。
So what happened when we lovingly speak the gospel to our friends?
所以当我们热心的向朋友向同事去传福音的时候会发生什么
?When you share the gospel, you are doing what is called the external calling.
当你分享福音的时候你在所做的这是这一个外在的一个呼召。
This is what God wants all believers to do.
这也是神希望我们所有的人、信徒去做的事情。
God wants us to do the external calling to our non-believers, friends, family members, and other people.
他希望我们可以做那外在的呼召的工就是向我们的朋友家人去分享福音。
And God in His sovereignty does the internal calling.
还有一个看不见的，那神会透过他的主权去做那内在的呼召。
God will use your sharing, your love, and your testimony, the external calling. God used that to perform His internal calling in man's heart.
所以神借着你的分享、你的爱、你的服事，还有这些见证、这些所谓的外在的呼召，神使用他们去。去在人这个人的心里面做内在的工。
If you read Acts chapter 16, it talks about Lydia hearing the preaching from Paul.
使徒行传有一个叫 Lydia 的一个例子是这样子。
So Lydia heard the preaching from Paul, and then the Bible says in Acts 16:14, the Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what was said by Paul.
所以 Lydia 她听到这个福音的时候。然后圣经怎么说的？说主就开导他的心，叫他留心保罗所讲的话。
All that we can and all that we must do to is to be faithful doing the external calling.
所以我们能做的，也就是我们必须做的，那就是忠心，我们去做那外在的呼召。
And we pray and we leave the internal calling to God.
然后我们祷告，我们把内在的这个工的呼召交给神。
God in His timing and His will.Will do what he determines to do.
神有他自己的时间点，他有自己的计划去成就这一切。
It is God who draws people, and we must pray.
因为我们要记住，吸引人的乃是神，不是我们有多么厉害。
Pray is very important. We must be people of prayer.
祷告是非常重要的，所以我们要为这些祷告。
Unless God does His work, all our speaking of the gospel will not bear any fruit.
除非神他亲自做工。否则我们所传的福音不会有任何的结果。
God has given Christians the privilege to experience the joy of speaking the gospel and seeing people trusting in Christ.
这是神给到基督徒的一个特权，去经历传福音的喜悦，去看到有人归向主。
There is a great joy that you will experience when someone becomes a believer.
我们知道每当这里面、教会有人受洗的时候成为我们主内弟兄姐妹的时候我们都极大的喜乐。
God has given that privilege for us to join in His work.
神给到我们这样的特权去参与他的工作。
God could use angels, but He does not do that, and He has given that privilege to us, His people.
你知道其实神可以用其他的方式去传扬他的福音。比如说神他可以使用天使。
So what is God's way of saving people?
所以神救人的方式是什么？
God saved people by opening their hearts when they hear the gospel.
他救赎人的方式就是当他们听到的福音的时候，神会开导他们的心。
When you hear the gospel and you use your faith to believe Jesus died for your sin, God will declare to you that you are forgiven.
当你听到讲到福音的时候，并且因着自己的信心相信基督是我们的罪而死，神会说你被赦免了，神让罪人变得公义。
God makes sinner to be just because the wrath he has paid, because of the wrath that has been paid by Jesus Christ.
我们变成公义了，因为基督他承担了这个代价。
So in summary, salvation is by grace alone, through Christ alone, and received through faith alone.
所以我们总结一下，然后来知道在这个红色标注这里，这个救赎是单单因着神的恩典，借着基督，也是通过信心来成就的。
You know you are a sinner, and God extends His grace to you, and you receive it with empty hand.
你知道你是一个罪人，神将他的恩典放在你的身上，你白白的得来。
By believing that Jesus Christ has paid for your sin, you are safe and for sure safe.
因为你相信耶稣基督已经为你付上了救赎，你得救了，而且是完全得救了。
Nothing else you can do.
没有什么你可以做的。
Nothing else you can add.
你也增添不了什么。
You cannot add anything to your salvation except to receive it with empty hands.
你不能增添任何东西，好像让你配得这个救赎，你只能白白的双手接受它。
Now we are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, and by redemption work of Christ alone.
既然我们是因着恩典，借着信心，通过耶稣基督得到这份救赎。
When that happens, the word of God says that we become a new creature.
当这件事情发生的时候，神说我们成为了一个新造的人。
Let's read 2 Corinthians 5:17. Is it there? No.
Is there?
Yeah, okay.
让我们一起来读哥林多后书五章十七节，
错了。OK， 我们一起来，
我来读一下。
哦，不是。OK，No，Sorry， 对不起。因为 OK， 来。
那经文是五章第十七节，其实若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
What it means here is this.In the eyes of God, God considers us 100% righteous when you are in Christ.
这意味着说，在神的眼里面，神认为我们，这一点非常的重要，神认为我们是100%完全公义的。
The righteousness is because we are in Christ Jesus, and Jesus is 100% righteous.
你知道这个背后的关系是什么？是因为我们在基督里面，而基督是完全公义的。
So this is like Christ's righteousness has been imputed to you. It is given to us. Christ's righteousness is credited to us.
所以这个是什么意思？就是说我们披戴了基督的义，基督把他公义完全公义的袍子，他让我们披戴了，他把他的义归给了我们。
What does it mean to be credited?
什么是归给我们这个意思？
For example, my bank account in CIBC is $0.
举个例子来说，我有一个 CIBC 账号，但是是零块钱。
And Bill Gates in his goodness gave me $1 billion.
那比尔盖茨出于他完全的好意，他给了我十个亿。
That is what it means by being credited.
他送给我，这就是归给我的那个意思。
We do not have the righteousness. All that we have is sin. And Christ give us his total righteousness.
我们自己没有那个义，我们只有罪，但是基督将他的义赐给了我们。
That happens the moment you trust Christ to be your savior.
这个发生在什么时候呢？也就是当你相信耶稣基督成为你救主的时候。
This is a one-time event. It happened one time in your life.
这是一次性的一个事件，它发生一次。
Now in fact, there's not only just one imputation, Christ's righteousness become ours, but there is a double imputation. Christ's righteousness become ours, and also our sin is given to Christ.
那我们要记住，其实这不单单是一个单一的一个归咎，就是说基督的义归咎了我们。这里面有双重的一个意思，不仅是基督的义成为了我们的义，也是我们的罪归给了基督。
And that is the verse. Let's read together.
那这里有一节经，我们一起读。神使那无罪的，
When Christ died on the cross, all our sins were put on him.
当基督死在十字架上的时候，我们所有的罪都压在了他的身上。
Now, once we have received our salvation, we are still living in this sinful world.
那我们也知道，虽然我们得到了救恩，但我们还是活在这个罪恶的这个地上。
Even though God considers us righteous in His sight, we still have sin in us.
其实神认为我们在他的眼里是公义的，我们还有罪。
Sins that we need to overcome and sinful ways of life that need to be changed.
有一些我们需要去改变克服的这些罪的部分。
And Martin Luther has this famous description about Christian.
那马丁路德有一句非常有名的关于基督徒的一个描述。
He used the Latin words that say simul justus et peccator.
他用拉丁语来描述说 simul justus et peccator,
meaning that Christians are simultaneously righteous and sinners.
你们看到这个英文其实有一点相似的意思，是说他基督徒他同时又是义人，他同时又是罪人。
Christians are righteous and sinners at the same time.
他们 同时是义人又是罪人。
Another way of understanding this is the theological term of positional righteousness and progressive righteousness.
另一点来理解这个意思，有一个神学的术语叫地位，这个叫地位上的义和这个渐进的义。
Every Christian has a positional righteousness.
我们每一个基督徒都有一个地位之义。
In Jesus Christ, you have a position. That position is righteous.
在基督里面我们都有一个地位，这个地位叫我们称为公义。
But we also need a progressive righteousness.
但是我们同时也需要这个渐进的这个义。
A change in life that must take place after we receive the salvation.
也就是当我们相信之后，我们得救之后，必须发生生命的改变。
The Bible has a word for this, it's called sanctification.
圣经对这个有说明，它被称为说成为圣洁。
1 Thessalonians 4:3 says that for this is the will of God, your sanctification.
圣经里面说到说，神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁。
While salvation is one-time event, sanctification is a lifelong process.
虽然说这个救赎是一次性的一个事件，但是这个成圣却是终身的过程。
In salvation, you receive your positional righteousness.
在救恩里面，在那个救赎里面你得到了那个地位之义。
It is a one-time event.
一次性成就的。
But sanctification is a lifelong event.
但是成圣却是终身要去追求的事情。
As long as you live on this earth, God will continue to work for your sanctification.
只要你还活在地上，神就会继续在你成圣的路上做工。
I'm going to show you the next two slides, the difference between salvation and sanctification.
那我们接下来再讲讲这个救恩和这个成圣的区别。
Your sanctification will not happen without salvation.
要记住，如果没有救恩，你的成圣也不会发生。
Salvation is the foundation, and sanctification is built on salvation.
这个救恩它是这个根基，成圣只是建造。
Not the other way around.
不是说反过来。
The first kind of religion, the religion of effort, teaches that sanctification leads to salvation.
你会发现有一些宗教他们宣称说是因为你个人的努力然后成为圣洁了，所以你才得救。
The religion of effort says you must work and work to be better and better and before you can be saved and go to God's presence.
这样的宗教说你必须努力努力的做工更好一点再好一点，所以你才能得救去到神那里。
But the Bible teaches the opposite.
但发现圣经的教导是反过来的。
You are first must be saved by God's grace in Christ.
你是首先借着耶稣基督的恩典得救的。
And then the work of sanctification takes place.
然后成圣的工作才开始。
This is important for Christian to know.
这一点对我们基督徒来说非常的重要。
While your salvation is passive, meaning that you just receive, your sanctification is active.
虽然说你的救恩是被动的，因为是神他主动给你的，但是成圣是你可以主动有作为的。
Your salvation is something you do not work for, you only receive it.
救恩你不能做什么，你只能白白接受。
On the other hand, your sanctification is something that you need to work together with God.
但是另一方面，成圣却是你需要与神一起做工的。
You can read at home Philippians 2:12-13. It says, "But work out your salvation with fear and trembling."
在腓立比书二章十二节到十三节说，这个就当恐惧战惊。
Once you have received salvation in you, you need to work it out with fear and trembling.
他说，因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里面运行，为要成就他的美意。一旦你获得了救赎，那你就要活出来，对吗？
Now a question you may ask is this: Is my sanctification important for my salvation?
那你可能会问，那我的成圣对我的救恩重要吗？
It is absolutely important.
这当然非常的重要。
Being saved must result in a life that is being changed.
被拯救的人必然会导致生命的改变。
In fact, your sanctification is the proof that you already have that salvation.
你们想一下，其实成圣却恰恰是你们得救的一个证据，一个确据。
When you are saved, you are a new creature.
当你被得救的时候，你是一个新造的人。
And that new creature will change.
那新造的人特点是什么？他的生命会发生改变。
They will have a desire to love God and to obey God, and their life will change.
他们会更加的渴慕神，更加顺服神，他们的生命也希望更多的改变。
Now when I talk about change, I'm not talking about perfection, okay? No perfection.
当我说生命改变的时候，我们不是在讲完美主义，我不是说要追求完美。
Because nobody can be perfect on this side of the world.
因为我们知道我们今生我们不可能做到完美。
Next is the perseverance of the saint.
最后一点我们讲信徒的忍耐等候。
After you trusted Christ as your Savior, can you lose your salvation?
有没有问过，当你信耶稣基督得救之后，你会失去这个救恩吗？
There has been debate and discussion whether a truly born again Christian can lose his salvation.
一直有这样的争论，关于说一个真正重生的基督徒他是否会失去他的救恩。
But let me tell you this: there are many verses in the Bible that give us the assurance that once you are saved.God is going to keep you to the end.
那我想今天告诉你，圣经里面有许多经文有这样的确据，说一旦得救，神会保守你到底。
Let's read John 10:27-30 together.
让我们一起来读约翰福音十章二七节到三十节。我的羊听到我声音，我也认识他们。啊，赐给他们永生，他们有永生。谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去，我父把羊赐给我们，他比万有都大，谁也不能从我父手里把他夺去，我与父原为一。
No one, no power, nothing will be able to take true Christian out of the hand of God.
没有人也没有任何其他力量可以把真正的基督徒从神的手里面夺去。
And also in Romans chapter 8 verse 230, it says that this verse says clearly that no one falls out from the hand of God.
在罗马书三章八章三十节也有讲到说，预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
This verse says clearly that no one falls out from the hand of God.
这些经文说没有一个会从神的手里面失落。
All those whom God chosen, He calls, and all those He calls, He saves, and all those He saves, He will bring to glory.
我们知道这些蒙神所拣选的，他呼召的和那些被他救赎的，他要带他们一同进入他的荣耀和天国。
God is faithful.
我们知道神是信实的。
He is faithful to His promises.
他永远忠于他的应许。
He will keep all His children to the end.
他会保守他的孩子。
He is the one who will keep us, but the Bible also commands us that we must not live carelessly.
神就是那个要保守我们的人，但圣经同时也警告我们说我们要警醒的生活。
God commands us to persevere in our walk with Him.
他命令我们说我们要坚持 与神同行。
We are to grow up in our faith. We are to walk more closely with God every day. We grow in knowing Him more. We work out our salvation with fear and trembling.
你知道我们要在信仰中成长，我们每一天要与神走得更亲密，我们要越来越像耶稣基督，我们当恐惧战兢，做得救的功夫。
Now, I'm sure some of you may have met people who at one time say they are Christian and today they do not believe anymore.
现在我相信可能你们中有一些人，他们曾经说过他们自己是基督徒，但他们不再相信了。
Today, these people are far, far away from God and denying Christ.
今天这些曾经宣称的人，他们大大的远离神，拒绝基督。
I have met a few of people like that too.
我遇过好几个这样的人。
So what should we say to that?
那这种情况我们该怎么说？
Is that not proof that you can lose your salvation?
这不能证明说你可以失去救恩吗？
No. Let me assure you based on the authority of God's word.
不会让我根据神的话语的权柄向你保证。
If you are truly God's child, He will keep you. God is the one that will keep you to the end.
如果你真的是神的孩子，他会托住你，他神是那个会托住你的。
True, there are genuine Christians who are going through a time of doubting or are going through a time of disobedience.
没错，也确实有一些真实的基督徒，他们会经历人生一些疑惑的阶段和不顺从的时期。
Those true Christians who are living in disobedience.God will discipline them and God will restore them one day.
对于那些生活在不顺服的这些基督徒，神会亲自的管教他们，神有一天会重塑他们。
And those who are struggling with doubt in their faith, to these people, Jesus is gentle to them.
对于那些在信仰中在挣扎怀疑的人，我们知道主是柔和慈爱的。
On the other hand, those who said,They were Christian and now completely deny Christ. They were in fact never true Christians.
另一方面，我们要记住说，有一些人，他们虽然说他们曾经是基督徒，但现在完全否认基督，他们其实实际上并不是基督真正的基督徒。
Let's read First John 2:19 together.
那我们一起来读约翰一书二章十九节。没错。
They went out from us, they left us because they were not of us from the beginning.
你知道吗？他们离开我们，他们离开我们，不属于我们，因为他一开始就不是我们的。
They left because they were never genuine Christian.
他们离开是因为他们从来就不是真正的基督徒。
At one time, they did not come for Christ, but they came for what they could receive from Christ.
他们也来教会，但不是因着基督，他们想来得到神的好处。
After they have got what they wanted, or if they do not get what they wanted, they just left.
当他们得到他们所想要的，或者他们压根儿没有得到，那他们就离开了。
Some people profess to be Christian because they said that they have said a prayer.
也有些人说他们是基督徒，因为他们做了一个祷告。
While in reality, they never truly believe.
虽然事实是他们从未相信过。
Becoming a true Christian is not, I repeat, not about just saying a few sentences.
成为一个真正的基督徒，我想再重申一遍，再讲一遍说，他不是说一几句话，祷告一下。
Do not think as though that there is a certain power in the words that come out from your mouth.
不要认为有一些词，它有一些好像力量，然后说出来。
We must be very, very careful.
我们必须非常非常的小心这
一点。We never think of receiving salvation is just a matter of saying a few prayer sentences.
我们从不认为说得救只是说了几句祷告词就完了。
That is very far from truth.
这个离真理还非常的遥远。
That is why in the last few years I changed. I stopped asking people to repeat after me to pray the prayer of salvation.
这也是为什么在过去的几年我不再要求人去重复我的话说去做救恩的祷告。
Instead, if someone wants to believe in Christ, I encourage that person to say to God from his heart instead of me giving the words to them.
反过来，我如果我 有人真的相信基督，我鼓励这个人他自己用他的心去向神说话，而不是把我的话重复一遍。
If I lead them in prayer, they may end up just repeating the words without meaning it.
如果我带他们祷告，他们最终可能只是重复，而不是真正意义上的认同和相信。
I'm just going to skip to the end part because I know the time is really short. If you are in Christ, remember your salvation is so great.
如果你在耶稣基督里面，那请你一定要记住你的救恩是何等何等的伟大。
Your salvation is greater than anything else in this world, anything that you can imagine.
它比你任何你能想到的任何的东西都要伟大。
Your salvation is greater than any earthly possession and power and fame.
你的救恩比你这个所有的财产、权力、这些力量都要伟大。
It is greater than your health or your sicknesses.
它也超越了你的健康或者疾病。
It is greater than whatever you are going through right now.
它也超越了说你在经历的任何的事情。
Whether you are materially wealthy or poor, whether you are in perfect health or in sickness, whatever you are going through at this time, remember this salvation.That you cannot lose is far greater.
我们记住，无论是你在物质上是富裕还是贫穷，现在的状况，无论你是健康还是在生病，无论你是经历的安逸还是悲伤的时刻，你这不能失去的这个救恩，都比这个更重要、更伟大。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告，弟兄姐妹。
Glorious Heavenly Father, thank you for your salvation, which is so great.
我们荣耀的天父，我们的上帝，我们的神，我们感谢你宝贵伟大的救恩。
Preserve us everyone who belongs to Christ.
保守我们每一个属基督的人。
Give us the joy every day knowing that you are holding us, you are keeping us to yourself.
带给我们每一天的喜乐，因为我们知道你支撑着我们，你保守着我们在你里面。
For those here who are not yet in Christ,May what they hear today be a beginning point of opening their hearts.
对于那些还尚未在基督里面的人，慕道的朋友们，我祷告他们今天听到这样的信息，是他们打开心灵他们的一个起点。
We ask this in the name of Jesus.
我们奉耶稣基督的名向神祈求。
Amen. Amen.